también a Julián, el nuevo Andrew Arcade.
Hey Ben and Joe, this is Jessica Simpson. Just want to let y'all know that y'all do a great radio show on the internet, and I love it. And thanks, Joe, for a really great time. I love you guys. Oh, I something just bounced up into my undercarriage. Dope cheese.
Wow, don't tell Natalie Portman.
I won't.
Okay.
Jessica Simpson?
Ew.
What?
Ew.
You're stupid.
She's...
No, she is.
She's a hottie.
She's stupid.
Yeah, she is stupid. We had a good time last night, though.
That's good.
Yeah. Here's your gossip for the day.
Did I want that gossip?
No, probably not, because you're...
Well, thanks. Thanks.
So what's up, Ben?
Not much. What's up with you?
It's Saturday.
It is?
Because we do this show on Saturdays.
Do you know what day it is today? July 1st.
Yeah. That's, it's like Baby Independence Day.
It's Baby Independence Day.
It's not quite Independence Day, but it's the baby of it.
Okay.
It's like everybody got around and said, hey, let's get some independence. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay?
Let's go get it.
Oh, wait. I'll be back in a couple days.
Yeah.
That's what they said. They looked at their watches.
What are you doing for July 4th?
I don't know. I was supposed to go to this big barbecue.
Yeah?
/ family reunion.
What?
At Erica's joint.
Oh, it's her family reunion.
Yeah.
It's not yours.
But now it got, like, moved around and...
Huh.
I don't know. So, I don't know what I'm doing. What are you doing?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Let's say we're doing a show.
What?
Independence Day show.
What?
Maybe.
Okay.
It was a bold statement for maybe.
So,
you saw Superman?
Yeah, we saw it together.
You were there?
Yeah. You disappointed? Because I am.
No, you know what? The more I think about it, I actually liked it.
Kind of disappointed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's never going to be what you want, though.
Yeah, I guess.
It's kind of like you waited so long for it.
Yeah.
And then it can't be what it was. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what it wasn't. It wasn't Lois and Clark, The Adventures of Superman.
Oh, boy.
Because that show sucked.
Yeah.
He hated that show so much.
Yeah. The effects were good.
Yeah.
The story was okay.
But you have to look at it like Superman 3.
I guess.
And
so.
You know what the problem was? It was pretty much an ending.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't really like a starting a franchise over. It was pretty much ending for the other two movies.
All right.
Yeah. Kind of like a little Return of the Jedi,
mm-hmm.
in certain ways, but a little long.
It was long.
Very, very, very deliberate in like almost every scene.
How do you mean?
Like, just him standing there on his farm.
Yeah.
It's like they just have a shot of him standing there for
yeah.
a good two
yeah.
minutes. There he is, Superman. You guys see him?
Yeah.
He's still there. Look at him, Superman.
It was alright.
At first, my first reaction was a little disappointed, but the more I think about it, I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was a good movie.
We saw some trailers.
We did see some trailers.
What did we see? I forget.
Spider-Man 3?
Yeah.
Or as I like to call it, let's throw every bad guy we can think of in the movie.
It's gonna be a lot this time. It's gonna be Hobgoblin.
Mm-hmm. Sandman.
Sandman, I think that was Sandman.
Yeah, it was. I checked IMDb.
Is Black Cat in there?
It didn't say Black Cat, but you're right. When you look at the trailer, the chick's wearing all black and she's got white
yeah.
hair. So,
yeah.
I don't know how you saw that. I didn't see that.
Well, at least I look for cool things.
Yeah, you're a big Black Cat
I don't
fan.
Stare at Spider-Man's penis.
I do.
The entire trailer.
That's what the trailer's for.
Oh.
Spider-Man 3, my penis. Ah, my penis!
What else?
We saw a trailer for Ampley.
Yeah. Oh, it's okay.
Yeah. I'm tired of this whole, let's get a whole bunch of celebrities to do voices
yeah,
for our movie, and then, you know, it's just
yeah.
crap.
They should just get people who are trained to do voices for stuff
like
that.
When we were kids, like, there was one guy who did everybody's voice.
Because he was the only one. But, like, get, what's her name? What's her name? The chick who does Tommy Pickles.
Oh, I forget.
She was in,
Pee-wee. You get her. She does everybody's...
She's awesome.
Speaking of voices...
She does tons of voices.
I saw a trailer online for Charlotte's Web.
Wait, what?
Charlotte's Web. They're doing a live-action Charlotte's
Web.
Oh,
God.
No. Let me tell you something. Again, they just...
Nicolas Cage as Wilbur.
No, I forget who's Wilbur. Somebody's stupid.
They should totally get Nick Cage.
Nick Cage. Charlotte is Julia Roberts.
Oh, great.
I hate her. You know what? I hate her so much. I'm gonna kill her.
Oh my god.
In the face.
Kill her in the face.
Yeah, you know who else hates her?
Who?
Worf.
Worf?
Mm-hmm. Hates her.
Not a fan of her?
No, hates her and hates Willow.
Wow. Now, is Worf against Willow the movie or just Willow the guy?
I think he hated the movie so much, now he's against Willow the guy.
Wow. That sucks.
Fucking Cleons and shit. Speaking of Cleons and shit.
Okay.
Because they look kind of poopy in the face.
They do.
Alright, before I get there.
Christopher Lloyd was a Cleon.
I would say, are they black Cleons?
Or
are they like... I'm thinking of the ones
Well, no, Christopher Lloyd's white, and he played a Cleon.
So they're not all black Cleons.
Michael Dorn's black. He plays a Cleon.
It's alright. Anyway.
But, yeah, I don't know.
Yesterday I'm on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Al Gore.
Yeah. Praise him.
Praise him and his virgin slaying. I'm on the internet, and I get a little, instant message.
A little IM.
A little IM.
Mm-hmm.
Little one.
A little
it's big.
Okay.
A little crappy. you know what I'm thinking, so I'm not going to say it. So, it's a fan.
What?
From across the pond.
What?
From England.
It's more than a pond, Joe.
Are they called the pond?
Oh.
Yeah, English, because they have cute names for everything. You know they call an elevator?
A lift.
Yeah. You know what they call a gun?
A gun?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. You know what they call a penis?
What?
Dick.
Yeah. They call cigarettes fags.
Let's go smoke a fag.
You can.
So anyway, this guy's a fan. He found us by typing in Star Wars, much like Alexa.
Really?
On iTunes. He typed in Star Wars. The internet.
Wow.
So he types that up. He finds us. He thinks we're hilarious.
Really? I don't think so.
And informative.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're neither, unless we're talking about Jessica Simpson and me doing it. Whoops! Let the cat out of the bag.
So
I want to plug his website.
His website?
He's got a website. He must have done something right by Al Gore, because he doesn't like to give websites out to just anybody.
Yeah.
I got to bring up my mail. I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget it. I sent it to you, actually, so it would be much easier to find.
Yes.
He does custom figures.
What?
He takes figures.
What's a custom figure?
He's a big Star Wars guy.
I like Star Wars.
So he takes figures and makes clone troopers out of them. Or maybe he makes figures and then puts clone troopers. I don't know. I gotta ask him.
It's weird.
Alright, thecustomalliance.com. And then I think there's a bunch of people doing this.
So he's like part of a group.
Part of an alliance, I think, from what I can tell. So you go to /Rey. And then /
Wait, how do you spell Ray?
R-H-E-Y.
Okay.
/default.asp.
Cool.
I don't know what an ASP is, but go there. It's pretty cool. Like, there's,
It's an ASP.
It's an ASP. Or you can just go to customalliance.com, and you'll find other figurines. Oh, there's one of the Predator. And wow. I think a cat. You seen the cat?
Where's the cat?
I think there's a cat right here. That's a cat.
Look at that cat with a magic wand.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, so
okay, Jar Jar Binks should never hold a lightsaber.
Well, it's custom.
Well, somebody, I don't care if it's custom.
Somebody wanted him to hold a lightsaber. You know what I would do to him?
Guy. That's Bossk.
Hey, Bossk!
As a pimp.
Did you hear about this new proposal by a senator to...
Outlaw recess?
No, fine pimps for every hooker they have who hasn't filed a W-2.
What?
That's right. He wants the hookers to file W-2s for being prostitutes. For making money from sex. Here's the catch.
Wait a minute.
I'm pretty sure in that state it's not legal.
So as soon as they file it, they're going to be arrested?
Probably.
Oh my god.
Just legalize it.
Yeah.
Legalize prostitution.
That will never happen.
No. Not until I become a...
Well,
dictator.
It has happened in other states.
Yeah, in parts of states.
Yeah.
All right, you know what? We got a lot of voicemails.
We do.
Let's play one of them.
Which one do you want to play?
Surprise.
Okay. Hey, guys. It's Amber. It's Saturday. I hope you didn't do an early podcast. I'm sitting in a parking lot of a gas station in my car, which is broken.
With
the other members of Mommy Ruining Our Fort. And they all say hi.
Hi.
As you can see, we're not very happy right now because my car broke down and we're waiting for the tow truck. It's also hot as a motherfucker, and motherfuckers are pretty damn hot.
About 85.
So,
I got bit by a fire ant.
Lark, you got bit by a fire ant.
Danny ran out of prep.
Danny ran out of combos. And the tow truck had best to get here soon because I'm tired of waiting. I'm going to go home. Oh, yeah. Larkin found an inchworm and she named him Adonis and played with him and then set him free. So, yeah, after we get back to my house, I'm going to drink an entire glass of champagne and several amaretto sours. an entire glass bottle of champagne.
It's a rubber bottle.
Yeah.
No good.
And then I'm drinking lots of amaretto sours. So you guys have a good... I know. So you guys have a good night. Dope cheese.
Why do you say that?
Dope cheese. Because you're supposed to say that after every voicemail.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I hate when your car breaks down.
Yeah, and you're stuck in a parking lot.
And fire ants bite you.
Yeah.
Did you ever get bitten by a fire ant?
No. Hmm? I hope Larkin's okay, though.
Me too. Because that's serious shit, right?
You could die.
I thought
you
first...
could catch on fire.
That's what I thought first happened. First you catch on fire, then when the sun comes up, not when it goes down. Reverse vampires, you turn into a fire ant yourself.
Wow. And that's how really big one or a small one?
Well, I don't know. I've never seen one in person. We'll have to ask Larkin.
Okay. I like the ending. The dope.
Dope cheese.
That's funny.
You have to say nice dope cheese if you're calling.
Do you?
I don't care if you're Amber or...
You don't care if you're Amber?
No, I'm just saying you have to do it. If you're Amber or you're Jessica Simpson or you're George Clooney.
Or your Evie's sister.
Or your Evie's sister.
You want to play that one?
Yeah, play that one.
Okay.
Hi, this is Evie's sister. I was saying I heard snacks in the background of her thirst message. So, yeah, I'm awesome. So, anyways. Hope this is saying something. Of course, you won't pick up. Okay. Bye.
Yeah, see?
Cool. Evie's sister.
Yeah, awesome. She's awesome. I'm awesome.
Yeah, she said it really quietly, you know.
Yeah, she is awesome for saying. She said dope cheese in the background last time.
Yeah.
I heard snacks. But she does heart snacks, probably.
Probably. She didn't say dope cheese in this one, though.
I wasn't supposed to say that. It's okay. I heard it. You didn't hear that?
Maybe. I don't know.
Dope cheese. Oh. She said...
Wow. That's probably going to be really loud.
Yeah, right? It's going to come out. It's going to get really close.
You were right next to the mic. We also got a voicemail. Someone famous.
Yeah, play that.
You want to play it?
It's a little scary.
All right.
Oh my God, there's more blood all over the phone. Oh, hey, Ben and Joe. This is Kevin Sorbo again.
And this is Michael Bolton, his friend.
I don't know if we're really friends or not. You won't leave me alone since the last time I called in. So you know what I did? Took my car axe and I killed his sister.
You what?
I killed your sister. She's dead. That's why.
Oh,
blood in the phone. I figure I'm going to jail anyway.
She's my favorite sister.
Yeah, well, I killed her.
Damn it.
All right, well, I just wanted to let you know that I killed Michael Bolton's sister. That's me,
fucking
Kevin.
Fucking asshole.
Kevin Sorbo. Dope cheese.
Dope cheese. Can't believe you.
Wow.
That is some wild shit right there.
Kevin Sorbo is one mean... S.O.B.
He is. You know, you give a guy an axe from a movie and he thinks he can just kill anybody he wants.
It's true.
You know, there's court hearings coming up.
There?
For killing his mother.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's coming up very soon.
Oh, God. Wait, he's not in jail?
No, he's out on bail.
Jesus. Really?
I bailed him out. Oh, no reason Kevin Sorbo should be in jail. He's too pretty. You know what I'm saying? Huh? You hear me there?
I think he could take care of himself in prison.
They wouldn't let him bring his axe. What's he going to do?
Bare knuckle fight. Plus, he can make, like, one of those little pointy things.
Yeah, stab.
Are those called chips?
I think they are.
Wow.
Fuck you, chip.
No one's going to get that.
Some people. Big fans.
Ice cream sandwich.
Not little fans.
Radio.
You know, like midgets and stuff.
We have a problem.
What's our problem?
A lot of people don't think my name is Bill.
What? It's not?
No, it's Ben.
I've been calling you Bill for years.
And also, a lot of people think that Ben doesn't exist, and benisadork.com, my website, is created by me and you.
Like Monty Python's Flying Circus?
Yeah, sort of like it's a collective thing. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
I did have a big part in it.
You didn't. It's my website.
I totally drew all those comics.
So, yeah, I got two voicemails to play.
We got three, because I have a problem.
What?
We're being sued.
Oh, shit, that's right.
So I think we're going to end the show with these last three voicemails.
Okay.
Is there any more we can play? Maybe four, if we forgot one.
Oh, yeah, there is. There's
the Monopoly one.
Oh, okay, that's a big surprise.
We'll end with that one.
We'll end with the Monopoly. So there's four voicemails we want to play.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say thanks for listening.
I'm going to say thanks.
If you have been, I don't know why you're listening. Everyone. You're really not that funny. Nor informative.
Joe, are they going to stop listening now?
Don't stop listening.
Yeah.
Send money if you want.
Send money. Call us at 718-304-7853. Nice.
Just like these people did.
Oh, well, wait. Before you do that, we got an email, too.
We got an email?
Yeah. iHeartSnacks@gmail.com.
Wait a minute. So if I want to go on the computer,
mm-hmm.
I put in my quarter, right? The computer starts up.
Yeah, you know that CD slot? That's just for quarters.
Just stick quarters in there.
People always put CDs in. They apparently work, I've been told. But, what was that?
I was booting up. Like a computer.
So, yeah, you put quarters in there. It's not for CDs.
That is so weird.
Maybe a little, maybe a half dollar goes in there, too.
Yeah.
Do those even exist anymore?
They don't make them at the mint.
Okay, but they're still circulating.
But they're you can give them to somebody, and they'd be like, here's 50 cents.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know how much a Sacagawea is. Really.
What to ask your mom.
No. Sacagawea is worth a dollar. A lot of people don't know
that's
that.
That's it? She's only worth a dollar?
Yeah.
For showing Lois and Clark, The Adventures of Superman? No wonder she sucks and she's only worth a dollar. I hate that show.
Yeah.
Dean Cain is the worst person alive. He's looking for the worst Superman. I hope he doesn't call next show to call me out.
You know who is the worst person in the world is?
Who?
That guy who's in The Fast and the Furious. The first one. Paul Walker.
Worst person in the world?
I think if Paul Walker and Dean Cain had a fight, probably both kill each other.
Good.
Yeah. Alright, so we're gonna end with some voicemails.
Voicemails, call us, Gmail us. And see you next week.
Yeah.
Or maybe on the 4th.
Really?
For a firecracking good time.
Ooh, good one. Hey, we could do it outside and we can set off some fireworks.
We should.
Do you have any fireworks?
No, but we can probably download some sounds of fireworks.
Oh, good idea. Okay.
Get our hooked hands ready.
Alright. All right. Dope cheese.
Dope cheese.
Hey, homies.
Hey.
What's up, dog? You rock.
Yeah.
I want to eat you. Just kidding.
You're,
just kidding.
Cool.
I want you and your robot.
Robot.
Kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Woo.
Robot. Woo. Woo.
Woo. Party with robot.
Party. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I think one of your names is Joe. I forget.
Jobo.
And maybe, like, Bill or something?
Bill? Bill? Bill's good. I'll say Bill.
Okay. Later.
Peace. Later.
Bill and Joe. Joe and Bill. Maybe Jill, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Later.
I just came across your benisadork.com site by just going through Google looking for something completely different. And I have to say, I haven't laughed that hard in a long time. And I don't know who I am. I am a chick from Florida. My name is Sarah, and I just appreciate it. Thanks so much. All right, bye, benisadork.com creators.
Hello, Ben and Joe. This is Herman McKenzie of McKenzie, 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 and McKenzie. And you are being sued by the Birthday Sisters for playing their copyrighted song without permission, Happy Birthday to You, on a couple podcasts ago. You are also being sued by Mr. Kvorak for calling him a liar. I think that was Ben. Joe, you're being sued by Ben's parents for calling him a liar, them a liar. And Joe, you're being sued by Ben for calling him a liar. That's slander. And this day and time, we do not put up with that kind of stuff. So you've been served. Nope, cheese.
Come play Monopoly.
Hey, paisanos!